Now back to the talk of the town.
William Cox has filed a lawsuit in federal court. This story came out, it's probably been a little more than a month ago when we first learned of the lawsuit. The lawsuit was first filed, alleging, among other things, excessive force in an incident involving Westover police, specifically officers Aaron Dalton and Justice Carver. Dalton is the same officer who is the subject of another federal lawsuit that involves Andre Houghton. Mr. Houghton, who was pulled out of his apartment, beaten to a pulp, taken to jail, ultimately never ended up in any legal trouble after the incident. The cases are very similar in many aspects. Here to explain more about the lawsuit filed by William Cox is Travis Prince, an attorney with Bailey & Glazer, representing Mr. Cox in this federal lawsuit. Good morning, Travis.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me.
Hey, thank you for taking a few minutes. Walk me into this incident involving William Cox and Westover police officers Dalton and Carver.
Absolutely. Dave, the story of what happened to William Cox is a sad tale, as you mentioned, that is becoming all too familiar in Westover. William was waiting to catch a bus to work as a dishwasher at our local Olive Garden in August 2019 when he was approached by two police officers, Aaron Dalton and Justice Carver, that were upset that he had recorded them on his cell phone. William correctly explained that it was his right to do so, and the officers became upset. And we know from the surveillance footage that they instantly leapt from their police cruiser, and William's life, unfortunately, was changed forever.
What happened? What happened next?
The surveillance footage shows that William was punched, kicked, tackled, and pepper sprayed repeatedly until ultimately, Dave, he could not see, stand, or walk without assistance. The beating was so severe, a bone in his face was fractured. And ultimately, he was taken to the sheriff's office, where he was chained to the floor before he was eventually housed at North Central Regional Jail for nearly 40 days until he was granted a PR bond.
Before we get too far down the road, let's talk about the initial incident itself there. I watched the video, and it's from surveillance footage from across the street. My first question as I watched that, Travis, was there body cam footage from these two officers?
As far as we know, Dave, there is no body cam footage. We've submitted a FOIA request and have not received any body cam footage. The only footage that we are aware of right now is, thankfully, the footage from across the street.
Why did this escalate from, and I can see the perspective of, you know, of a police officer, somebody's taking pictures or filming, that it might pique my interest, but how does this escalate from an interaction, even if it is less than cordial, to use of force?
That's a great question, Dave. I don't know the answer to that question, but I can promise you this, that we will make every effort to find out. And who knows what we will find out when the discovery process begins in this case. And we put these officers under oath and ask these, among other pressing questions.
Was William Cox and the Westover Police Department, were they familiar with each other? Had they had any prior run-ins with each other?
I believe they were familiar with each other. The extent of that familiarity, again, I'm not entirely sure. We will explore that in discovery.
Talking to Travis Prince, an attorney with Bailey and Glazer. He's representing William Cox in the federal lawsuit against Westover police officers in the city of Westover, Aaron Dalton and Justice Carver. Mr. Cox spent 39 days in North Central Regional Jail before getting the PR bond. What was he charged with?
He was charged basically with assault and battery on a police officer. There was an allegation that he had punched one of the police officers. I believe it was Justice Carver.
A bond was initially set, I think it was $25,000. He could not post that bond. Was that due to financial reasons? Why could he not post that bond, get out of North Central?
That's my understanding, is that, William is a simple man. He lives there in Westover. He washes dishes at Olive Garden, and he was not able to post the $25,000 bond. So thankfully, After quite some time, the bond was reduced to a personal recognizance bond.
The magistrate in that initial arraignment, all they have to go on is obviously the criminal complaints that's filed. So what were the allegations against William Cox that, you know, gets him incarcerated for 39 days?
Well, the allegations were that the police, well, basically that he had assaulted and battered a police officer. And it's our understanding, Dave, that the surveillance footage existed while and was appreciated while William was incarcerated, but we don't know yet to what extent that surveillance footage was shared with anyone. It's our position that the surveillance footage is inconsistent with the reports of the police officers and is inconsistent with the allegations in this case. However, we do not yet know the extent to which that surveillance footage was actually shared with anyone.
What inconsistencies do you believe are there between the police reports and what you see in that video?
The main inconsistency that we see when we review the surveillance footage is that there's no capture of any punch from William Cox at all that would support the criminal charges and the justification for the use of force. To the contrary, the surveillance footage shows William standing next to the police cruiser with his cell phone. And the doors to the police cruiser open up, the police officers exit the vehicle, and commence their attack on William Cox with a barrage of punches and tackle and several kicks. That's what the footage shows, and that is starkly inconsistent with the picture painted by the arrest records, which would suggest that William was the aggressor. But we now know, thankfully, that he wasn't.
What happened if he was? And we're talking to Travis Prince, attorney representing William Cox. If William, Mr. Cox, was filming this the whole time on his phone, shouldn't there be his cell phone video of that incident? What happened to the phone?
Yes, there should be cell phone video. And unfortunately, we don't know what happened to his cell phone. We've obviously requested it be returned to William, and he has not received it. We have not received it. And, we don't know the status of the cell phone right now, but we will find out through discovery what happened to the cell phone and why, and whether the city's evidence collection policy was complied with in regards to his cell phone.
From a legal criminal standpoint, what happened to the charges that had been filed against Mr. Cox? Have those been resolved? What happened on that front?
Yeah, great question, Dave. So the question, the criminal charges were dismissed. Unfortunately, though, they were pending for over a year for William, but thankfully they were eventually dismissed.
Why were they dismissed? Did the magistrate give a reason, or? Well, I'm sure they had to give a reason, but why were they dismissed?
Well, it's our understanding, Dave, that those criminal charges had to be resolved within a year, and it was coming upon the 12 months, and the prosecutor decided that they were not going to go forward with the charges. I don't have an explanation for that reasoning, but I can surmise from my review of their surveillance footage that it's obvious why those charges were dismissed.
How has William Cox's life been impacted since that incident?
That's a great question, Dave. And, there are no words I can describe, I can use to describe the impact on William. We're talking about someone who, suffered a serious physical injury, emotional trauma, and then spent nearly 40 days in jail. So you can imagine what the impact has been on his life, past and future. But I can't begin to capture what the impact has been for him, and wouldn't attempt to do that. But it certainly has been severe and serious.
The lawsuit makes several allegations, from a lack of training in de-escalation, a lack of training in how to collect evidence, a lack of oversight, and one allegation is that Westover continues to hire dangerous police officers. We know about Aaron Dalton's history in Fairmont. Obviously, there's the incident with Andre Houghton as well. What do you want out of this lawsuit?
We want for William Cox what we want at Bailey Glasser for all of our clients. Mm-hmm. We want justice for William Cox. And ultimately, Dave, it's going to be up to a jury of his peers to decide and dictate what that looks like for him. But that's our goal for William, and that's our goal for all of our clients. You know, we've also asked for, and I want to make note that we've asked for the appointment of a receiver, someone who can supervise and assist the city of Westover in training and educating their police officers on the policies that are in place to protect people like William.
Through your research and involvement in this case, do you believe, and you may not be able to answer this, but do you believe there are serious, I guess, systemic issues in the Westover Police Department, or is this a couple of, and it may be even further up than the police department, or is this just a couple of officers who should not be wearing the badge? And you may not be able to answer.
Great question, Dave. I can answer that. And it's our position, we've alleged this in our complaint, that the failures in this matter are emblematic of systemic failures within the department and within the city of Westover. And it's our intention through discovery in this case to get to the bottom of why there are systemic failures at the city of Westover. Why are they not able to effectively hire qualified police officers, train their police officers, discipline their police officers who do not act in accordance with the policies, as well as why there is, for some reason, it appears, an unwillingness to terminate problematic police officers from the force. So, yes, the answer to that question is yes. We do see and perceive these problems to be systemic and deeply rooted. And it is our goal through the discovery of this case, through myself and our team at Bailey Glasser, to get to the bottom of it.
Travis Prince, attorney with Bailey and Glasser, representing William Cox in another federal lawsuit against Westover police officers and the city of Westover. Travis, thank you very much for the time. Keep us posted on the progress of the case.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dave.
Anytime.